Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A. And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com. Have you ever felt like no matter how much you rest, you're still just running on empty? Fatigue, brain fog, even brittle nails, those can all be signs of iron deficiency. And here's the thing, iron deficiency is way more common than people realize. It affects about 1 in 3 adults, especially women, and traditional iron supplements usually don't cut it. They're hard to absorb, and they often leave you dealing with nausea, constipation, or a metallic-y taste. That's why I recommend Citerol from PharmaNutra. Citerol is a premium iron supplement made with patented sucrosomial technology, which basically wraps the iron in a protective shield so your body can absorb it 3 to 4 times better than standard iron. And the best part is it's gentle on the stomach. There's no nausea, no constipation, and no metallic taste. Citerol has been clinically studied, over 150 published studies, in fact, and it's trusted by more than 2 million people worldwide. It's Italy's number one supplement brand and is finally available here in the U.S. Just one capsule a day with water anytime, with or without food, and you're good to go. So if you're nodding along because you're exhausted, foggy, or just tired of feeling tired, this could be exactly what you've been missing. Head to pharmanutra-us.com and use the code MAMA, that's M-A-M-A, for 10% off your first order of Citerol. That's pharmanutra-us.com with the code MAMA, M-A-M-A, for 10% off today. Have you heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth? It's the supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. With more than 50,000 glowing reviews worldwide and 98% of women saying that they would recommend it to their friends and family, it's clear why it's such a fan favorite. And now you can take those results even further with their prebiotic collagen protein. This product is all about supporting your gut health, which directly impacts your hormones. When your gut is in balance, it can really amplify the benefits of Hormone Harmony. So here's what it helps with. It helps with relieving occasional bloating and gas, check. Reducing sugar cravings so you feel satisfied longer, definitely need that. Supporting healthy, sustainable weight management, which is something I have always struggled with. And boosting energy and supporting general well-being. Again, I think all moms can probably relate to basically all of those symptoms. But personally, I've noticed that adding prebiotic collagen protein to my routine made a big difference. It's given me more energy during the day and just an overall feeling of balance. Like I'm not on this wild roller coaster of hormonal imbalance. And what I really like about Happy Mammoth is their commitment to quality. Their products are inspired by nature, but backed by science, and they never cut corners.
Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and hormone harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with the code MAMA, that's M-A-M-A, at checkout. Just go to happymammoth.com and use the code MAMA for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
It's summer. Time to enjoy long days, lazy nights, and great food. Because Uber Eats has deals all summer long. So, when hunger strikes, don't sweat it. Delicious deals are just a tap away on Uber Eats. Enjoy all your favorite grocery items delivered straight to you. Get ice cream, soda, and snacks from your favorite stores like Wegmans and CVS and make the most of every moment. Now that sounds like a good summer. Order now on Uber Eats. Terms apply. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
Welcome to Mama Minute. I am your host, Kelly.
And I'm the co-host, Austin.
And this is going to be a little different than our typical episodes of Mama Mystery. Obviously, Mama Mystery, we talk about true crime. Mama Minute, though, is just for when you just need a minute. Your mom, your parent, it's not specifically for moms. Obviously, we have Austin here. But sometimes you just need a minute to relate to somebody else who is going through the same struggles or even just the same type of stuff you're going through when it comes to life and parenthood. So that's what these episodes are going to be about.
And they might be about life, current events. Like
current
we don't really know where these episodes are going to go. But Kelly put a poll out, and people dig the extra content. So if you just want the Mama Mystery stuff and the crime, mm-hmm. you'll be able to distinguish these in the title and skip the Mama Minutes. But if you want to hear me and Kelly ramble about BS and hear our dynamic.
Yeah. So, okay, here's what I think, Austin. I think for the first episode, we should talk about you and I and how we met, because people ask me when I put an Instagram story, I put, ask me anything. And people asked, one, how we met, and two, how we are doing since having August. So I think we should talk about that and just make it like an easy intro episode. And then we can talk about what we're going to talk about next time.
And they'll be, these might be 3 minutes long. They might be 63 minutes long.
Yeah. Kind of depends on where the conversation takes us. We tend to ramble. So,
I worked at a gym and Kelly used to come to the gym.
Like 7 years ago, right? We met 7 years ago.
Six.
I think it was seven.
I'm 28. It was 6 years ago.
No, it was seven because Kennedy was a baby and Kennedy is 7 and a half.
Yeah, that's right. She was like 6 or 7 months old.
Yes.
Or 8 months old or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, Kelly would come to the gym. I thought she was cute. And so I would, me and another guy, whenever Kelly's car used to pull in, I would get a text that says the Eagle had landed. And that's how I'd know Kelly was at the gym.
And then what would you do? Like, would you just be like?
I'd just be like, dope. And I'd say hi.
Okay, cool. But yeah. But you guys manage two different gyms. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you would be at the other one
If I wasn't there, it wouldn't matter. I would just say, okay, cool. She's there.
Oh, okay. So it's only when you guys were there together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the Eagle's land. And then I thought she was cute. That's it.
I thought you were so cute too. So this is kind of crazy. And obviously we're going to talk about like personal stuff whenever we do these episodes. But you know, this just kind of came to me. I know a lot of people who have gone through breakups and specifically divorce, okay? When I met Austin, I had recently gone through a separation, was going through a divorce. And I feel like a lot of people who are in that boat where I was think that they're like never going to find love again. They think like, how am I going to make it out on my own? That's kind of where I was at that point. And I was not looking to date anybody. I was like, I'm never getting married again. I am not looking to date. Like, yes, I thought Austin was cute, but I thought he was really young, because you were. And I had two small children. So I was like, nobody's going to be interested in me. Like, I just need to figure my own shit out. And at the time, and I'm only saying this for reference, because I think some people can relate to the hard shit that I was going through at the time. But my mom had just died. My dad was really sick. I was going through a divorce. Like, my life was not going on a great track, right? So I was a little distracted, and I was probably actually very kind of depressed, okay? But when I met you, I thought, like, oh, he's cute and all, and I didn't think it was going to go anywhere until you started obviously flirting with me. And I only say this stuff because it goes to show that you find what you're looking for when you're not looking for it.
And it's interesting, yeah.
I do attribute, like, my mom's recent passing. Like, sometimes I think maybe my mom was the one that sent you to me because she knew, like, you were exactly what I needed. And I still to this day feel that way. Like, you check every box for me. It's so crazy how I found you when I was not looking at all, not expecting it at all. So that's how we met.
That was very sweet, Kelly. Thank you.
You're welcome. But I just think it goes, I feel like I want to share that. I share that with people a lot because I know people who are contemplating, like, leaving a bad relationship or a relationship that's just simply not working, and thinking, like, either one, they don't want to be alone, or two, they just don't know how to be alone. And I just remember thinking, like, I want my kids to see their parents in a relationship that is positive. I want them to see what it's supposed to be like, what love is supposed to look like. And they just weren't going to get that in my last relationship. And that's not to, like, talk shit on my ex. It's just sometimes you grow apart and you are better off as friends. And that's always what I've told my kids.
Change, yeah.
Yeah, people change. I mean, it does happen, but I still, at the end of the day, wanted to set a good example of what it's supposed to look like when you are super happy with somebody.
And then side,
I think they get that now.
Kind of a side fact. I grew up, and I had a stepdad that I hated. And I, like, a stepdad was the worst thing in the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I never, ever thought I would be in that position. But I am. And I love them like they're my own kids. And I went from zero to two kids at 24, 23, somewhere in there,
mm-hmm.
years old, which is just like crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And things weren't always a breeze for Kelly and I. We can get into that on another episode sometime, because I don't want to talk about it today, because I'm having a good day and I don't want to actually say some shit that gets me in the doghouse. Just kidding. But yeah, so yeah, that's interesting. So there's how we met.
Yeah, we met, and that was about 7 years ago. And I don't remember, like, when we actually moved in or whatever, but we got engaged in, I think, 2017.
I get all the dates confused. I don't know how you get all these dates confused.
Well, no, I mean, I kind of get, like, I don't know the day you proposed to me. Some people know that date for them, you know, they're like, oh, this is the anniversary of the day you proposed. I only know because it comes up on Facebook.
I remember the first day I fell in love. Whatever.
Not me. But I just know we were engaged for like 3 years. We got married.
We're happy as all get out.
During COVID times, canceled our big time wedding for a really small one on a Wednesday. It was so good.
Saved a lot of money.
And had a great time. Finally listened to me on that.
And had a great time.
Had a great time.
Masterminds, guys, we quote the movie Masterminds all the time. So happy as all get out. And good Lord, Jandice. And hey, how was I supposed to know that if you and me are lovers?
Yeah, we quote a lot of Masterminds.
We watch movies over and over again, too.
Yeah.
Name the top five trash TV shows, or you could say movies. I just know you watch a lot of trash TV. Name the top five trash TV shows that you watch over and over so people can know how you are.
The Office.
That's
Friends.
Not trash TV. Not Friends is just kind of annoying. Any show from the 90s or whatever that has that on cue laugh is annoying. Real Housewives,
except
trash
it's
TV.
Not on cue. They were really funny.
Real Housewives, trash TV.
Real Housewives.
600 Pound Life.
I don't watch that anymore.
Good.
It really, 600 Pound Life started really grossing me out. Something about it, I don't know why, but it something switched where I was like, I can't watch this. This is like putting me in a bad mood. That and Hoarders. Like, I just can't. There was a lady on Hoarders once who saved buckets of her own feces. And then...
All right, when I'm out. Enough. Okay, name a movie you like watching over and over. Cut it out. I don't need this in my life.
The Breakup.
This is trash TV, what I'm talking about. Breakup. Breakup, Heartbreak Kid, Masterminds.
Why are you yelling? You're blowing out their speakers when you do that.
I hope you guys enjoyed the first Mama Minute. Mama.
No.
Mystery. No. Out.
First of all, this is Mama Minute, not Mama Mystery. Second of all, we can't just end it abruptly like that. We have to, like, finish on a good note.
What is there to finish? Okay, is this a good note?
Those are the movies we watch. We talked about that. And then we were going to talk about how we are after August. Remember?
Okay, we're doing really well. August is sleeping great. I'm ready to go to the gym. Let's talk about that on the next episode. Mama.
Oh, my God, Minute. Austin.
Out.
This is not your show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see what you can save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.